Oscar, Makachapa, I feel empty. Ninchibana, we are Monama messages. He has been Quachibas Manga Chichi days. Okay, sorry, baby. The second shakos. Yasha, Nyumuchimanga, Kapetanko. Kamkuno, baby. Okay, Betanko. Now, Mona Bogonano says, second cop. I miss you. If you need to look, I wanna kiss you. To my location, he said, no issue. Now, when I report that, they see, they don't get to look at what's this. Hello, DIX.
We are Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Ministry of Mines has called for collaborative growth in the mining sector. Kawe District Commissioner has commended the local authority for taking charge of the Kawe Intercity bus terminus. In international news, more than 3,000 civil servants in the DRC are eligible to a new retirement plan. And in sports news, Zambian Breweries has invested over 2 million kwacha in the 2025 Samuel Zoom Ndlovu Charity Shield.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Molenga. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Resources Director Billy Chewe has urged all stakeholders to capitalize on existing opportunities to drive the overall growth of Zambia's mining sector. His remarks came during the official launch of the Institute of Geology, Mining and Metallurgy, IGMMZ, in Kitwe. Mr. Chewe reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting critical institutions like IGMMZ in aligning with international standards and best practices to enhance the sector's program.
We would like to urge all our farmers to give priority to selling maize to FRIA, which is the National Strategic Food Reserve Agency for the country, so that in an event that we have an unlikely situation of a rainy season, which is not favorable, then we are...
Mining industry is a valuable pillar in Zambia's economy, and it's essential to establish institutional backup for excellence and professionalism within this sector. The establishment of the Institute of Geology, Metallurgy and Mining in Zambia represents a significant advancement in the direction.
Earlier in the event, IGMMZ Executive Director John Mutambo emphasized that the establishment of the institute aligns with the government's call for a well-defined mining sector, especially concerning the management of the country's critical minerals. He noted that the adequate support, the institute would play a significant role in restoring order and addressing ongoing challenges in the mining industry. Meanwhile, Standard Chartered Bank Chief Executive Director Sonny Zulu highlighted the importance of research, innovation and skills development in ensuring the long-term sustainability of Zambia's mining sector. In another development, a Chinese concrete pour manufacturing company operating in Zambia has expressed strong appreciation for the Zambian government's support to foreign investors, highlighting the positive business environment and opportunities in the country. Beijing Hanja Heshan Zambia Company Limited, which has been operating in the country for nearly 7 years, has stressed Zambia's stable investment climate and government backing as the key factors in their continued commitment to doing business in Zambia. In an exclusive interview with ParaFM News in Lusaka, the company's deputy general manager, Shirley Leal, noted that their products, including concrete poles used for electrical and communications purposes, have received significant backing from Zambia.
Your good governance always supported the investors a lot, because from your government side, they think Chinese enterprise come to your good country and help for the employer, employee regions to raise up and do a lot of useful and powerful investment, such as CCS, which had already done in Tianbishi Mai and so on, and Luanxia Mai. And our company also the one to invest $10 million to establish the concrete pole manufacture in Katuba of Zambia, and we experienced almost 7 years till now in your good country, and we get a lot of support from your good government and the good peoples. We really appreciate what your good country support us, and this is why we insist doing good business in your country.
Ms. Liu, however, also raised concerns about recent security issues affecting Chinese investors in the country. She highlighted incidents of robbery and violence against foreign investors, which have caused worry among the community. She has since appealed to the government and relevant authorities to enhance security to protect foreign investors and maintain Zambia's peaceful reputation, which is crucial for attracting further investment.
In recent 2 years, the security, public security situation let us feel worried, because it had already happened many, many times. Our Chinese people have been robbed and stolen in the public place, such as East Park and Manda Hill, especially Makeni side. Makeni side more serious, because even Chinese people killed there. We worried a lot, and also we heard the recent period in Copper Belt also happened some criminal cases, killed Chinese people who do the business there. So we are concerned about it, and we worried about it really. But this criminal thing is really influenced the peace impression of Zambia. So we hope your good government helped not only our Chinese but foreign investors come to your country, stay safely, and do the business successfully.
In another development, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has expressed deep sorrow over the untimely death of Nicolas Bwalya, a dedicated and passionate journalist. Mr. Bwalya passed away yesterday at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, in Lusaka, after a prolonged battle with obstructive jaundice. MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Chisanga lauded Mr. Bwalya for his unwavering commitment to media freedom and ethical journalism. Mr. Chisanga said Mr. Bwalya was widely respected not only as a journalist, but also a friend and advocate who positively impacted those around him and a broader media community. She has since extended heartfelt condolences to Bwalya's family, colleague, and the media fraternity, underscoring that his loss is deeply felt across the civil society landscape. In a separate development, Kawe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa has commended the local authority for taking charge of the Kawe Intercity bus terminus. Mr. Shimwambwa said that through the operationalization of the intercity bus terminus, the council is now able to generate extra income. He says the resources generated will enable the local authority to improve service delivery. This is after Kawe Municipal Council Town Clerk Jova Sengoma revealed that the bus station is generating over 300,000 kwacha monthly.
We have order in town, and also remember that as Kawe District, we want to get to city status. You can't get to city status if everybody is loading from wherever they want to load. So we're happy that the local authority management has taken it upon themselves to manage this station on their own, create the revenue, and provide the necessary services.
In international news, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a long-awaited project finally resumed. More than 300,000 civil servants are eligible to a new retirement plan for the public sector, the Congolese government spokesperson has announced. The public sector ministry launched a larger-scale retirement campaign in 2022. The government hoped to modernize the administration, improve the state's finances, and honor commitments with international partners like the International Monetary Fund, among other purposes. That year, 11,000 civil servants retired, but the process was then paused in 2023 and 2024 due to budgetary constraints. Retirement could now resume. The public sector minister, Jean-Pierre Lihau, presented a 10-year plan to finance the process during a cabinet meeting on Friday, according to local media outlets. Still in international news, a new wave of violence has erupted in Sudan's North Kordofan state, with activists reporting that almost 300 people have been killed in attacks that began over the weekend. The Emergency Lawyers, a Sudanese human rights group, says the paramilitary rapid support forces are